Telephone class teacher, how are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your old friend Kyle here with another edition, yet another edition.
Hola, muy buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. We have a wonderful, my gosh, what a show. A wonderful show, don't we, Tino? Tino's here. Did you get a haircut, Tino? He did. He got a haircut. Tino got a haircut.
Phenomenal.
You know, I was going to, iba a cortarme el pelo ayer. I was going to get a haircut yesterday, but I didn't. That's the exciting story. No, I went in and they were too busy. They said, come back later. So maybe this afternoon, who knows? Anyway, we have a nice Drive Time show for you today. We're going to hear from Bob Marley and the Wailers, going back to 1973 and the song I Shot the Sheriff. Also, we're going to talk about breakfast, el desayuno, and a common mispronunciation of this word. We'll talk about that. We've got grammar, we've got pronunciation, we're going to do history, we're going to talk about, lots of things on the show today. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan a little bit, just a little bit. We've got so much to cover that we have to get started. Hay que empezar ya, pero ya. All right, let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Okey-dokey, smoke.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining me, for joining Tino and I on this rainy afternoon in Madrid. I don't know where you are, but at least here in Madrid, it's rainy. Lluvioso. Chispeando. Right? Sprinkling. It's sprinkling out there.
It's a little cold.
Well, I wouldn't say it's cold, but I would say it's sprinkling, right? Chispeando. It's a little chilly. But anyway, if it got a little bit more, if it started to rain a little bit more, then I would say it's drizzling. Drizzling. Olivia says, here in Ciudad Real, it's pouring. And in Harold says, in San Jose, Costa Rica, over there in Costa Rica, the rich coast, St. John on the rich coast, it's sunny. Kubla says, when it rains, it pours. Barcelona is cloudy, according to Angus. And Olivia says, it's a bit chilly and the pool has been closed. Or the pool is closed, you could say, because it's in the past, sadly. And I don't know, if it were me, right, if I were the one making decisions about pools, which I am not, but if they said, Kyle, you decide when the pool opens and when it closes, well, I would leave them open dos semanas más, right? Yo diría eso. Oye, cerramos la piscina. No, 2 more weeks. Because it's still, for me, it's still warm. Right? I like to get refreshed. When I go in the pool, I want to say I am refreshed. Right? What I don't like is going swimming when the water is so warm that you don't even get refreshed. So when I was in Canada this summer, I went swimming with my brother, and his goal, su reto, his goal is to get refreshed, right? He always says, we have to go get refreshed. And the water, the Atlantic Ocean in Nova Scotia, is probably about 15 degrees, unos 15 grados, right? And he goes, wow, I'm getting refreshed. Yeah, it's pretty fresh, you know, or maybe even less, because you get in there and it's your toes go numb, right? Which is to be numb, which means you can't hear, you can't feel them anymore, right? My feet are blue and I can't feel anything. That's when it's maybe a little bit too cold. Numb. Yeah. Entumecen, as Kubla says. Your toes go numb. Sintumecen. Entumecidos. No, entumecidos. Numb. They're numb. N-U-M-B with the silent B at the end. Anyway. Before your English goes numb, we've got to practice it, everybody. So let's jump into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym, everybody. As we get things fired up here, we get things started up on our Drive Time show with a little bit of translation.
Al ataque!
All right, let's get going. Okay, here we go. Me rompí un dedo. Me rompí un dedo. I broke a finger.
Ooh.
Yeah, I broke a finger. Me rompí un dedo. Llevan 3 meses casados. Claro, llevan 3 meses casados. They've been married for 3 months. Llevan 3 meses casados. They have been married for 3 months. Antes había más gente aquí. It's true. Es que antes había más gente aquí. Ahora hay, pues casi nada, ¿no? Estas horas. Antes había más gente. There used to be more people here. Antes había más gente aquí. There used to be more people here. Antes había. There used to be more people here. Eso fue cuando las cosas iban mejor. Bueno, eso sí, ¿no? Bueno, en cuanto a COVID, pero bueno, la cosa no va... It's not that bad now, but that was... Eso fue cuando las cosas iban mejor. That was when things were going better. Mm. That was when things were going better. Now, notice how I don't say the things. No hace falta decir the things. No, just things. That was when things were going better. Yeah. Cuando iban mejor. Las cosas. Mm-hmm. ¿Estáis perdiendo dinero? Oye, ¿estáis perdiendo dinero? Are you losing money? Mm. Are you losing money? Estamos perdiendo dinero desde hace 2 años. We have been losing money for 2 years. Oh, my gosh. No, you know, we have been. So notice how here we have to, guys, we have to use the present perfect tense. Okay? We have to use the present perfect tense. In Spanish, you can use the present simple. Soy profesor. I'm a teacher. Soy profesor desde hace años. I have been a teacher for years. No se puede decir, I am a teacher since years. No, I have been a teacher. And notice how I'm using for, desde hace años, for, when you talk about a period of time, you use for to talk about how long something lasts. Or has lasted, or will last. You're talking about a duration, you use for. During is very different. During tells us when something happens. So usually the word durante, normalmente durante en inglés es for, normalmente. Puede ser during, pero eso es otra cosa, ¿vale? Do you think people understand that, Tino? ¿Crees que la gente entiende eso? Porque lo he explicado... A lo mejor 400 veces. Maybe 400 times in the last 15 years. No, because it's a mistake that I've heard 1,000 times. You see, if we can work with the basic mistakes and get rid of them and learn the essential grammar and then apply the essential grammar every time without error, well, I could retire. I could retire and my job would be done. But sadly, I have to keep doing this because people keep making that mistake of confusing things like for and since and during and while and all these things, right? Okay. Okay. La gente está comprando menos. Mm. Creo que sí. Do you think so, Tino? Yeah, Tino thinks so. He says, yeah. He says, oh, yeah, I think so. Yo creo que sí.
Hay mucha crisis.
Bueno. People are buying less. La gente. In general, people. We don't have to say the people. La gente aquí, the people here, are buying less. Right? People are friendly. Or people... People in Canada like ice hockey. Or the people in Canada like ice hockey. It's a specific, once we make it somehow specific, then we can use the article, the people. Okay, but otherwise it's more general. People are buying less. Se han marchado. Se han marchado. ¿Dónde están? No sé, se han marchado. They've left. They have left. Now, Kubla says, they're gone. Where are they? They're gone. Es que no sé. ¿Dónde están? They're gone. They've left. Okay, either one. Please welcome to the stream, ladies and gentlemen, on Twitch, Juan Connor. I'm looking for John Connor. We need to get that piece, Tino, from the Terminator. I'm looking for John Connor.
No!
Yeah. But it's Juan Connor, and he's saying hi, folks, and he's on Twitch. You can be, too. Guys, if you want to join the party here, come on in and join me in the studio by going to twitch.com or twitch.tv. I don't know what it is, but join the fun, set up an account, and come on in. All right. No querían quedarse aquí. Eso es el problema, ¿no? Es que no querían quedarse aquí. Hombre. They didn't want to stay here. Qué pena.
No more complaining.
Yeah, they didn't want to. Well, they didn't want to. They didn't want to stay here. No querían quedarse aquí. They didn't want to stay here. Tino, I think we should translate a few more. I feel good about this right now. Are you enjoying these translations? He says, yeah. Claro. Vámonos a otra parte. ¿Dónde vamos? Pues a otra parte. Let's go somewhere else.
Estoy aquí.
Let's go. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go somewhere else. Estoy buscando otra persona. I'm looking for someone else.
Ese soy yo.
Yeah, well, all right, all right. I'm looking for someone else. Antes veníamos aquí más a menudo. Antes veníamos aquí más a menudo. We used to come here more often. Often, 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 often. Es igual. We used to come here more often. Mm-hmm. We used to come here more often. All right, there you have it, folks. I think by now we're all warmed up.
Drive time phrasal verb.
All right, the drive time phrasal verb. Verb, 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 verb. Yeah, the drive time phrasal verb. Let's do to dress up. Dress up, que es disfrazarse. Ir elegante. Mm-hmm. I don't always dress up for the drive time show, but sometimes I do. Right? Sometimes Tino does as well. Sometimes he wears a suit, un traje. But not always. Disfrazar, bueno, ir elegante. O también disfrazarse, to dress up. And we say, dress up as. To dress up as would be disfrazarse in the sense of, like, wearing a costume. Wearing a costume, which is not the same as a disguise, people. Disguise is different from costume. Do you think they remember the difference between costume and disguise, Tino? Right, a costume, you're trying to pretend to be something else or someone else. I'm Spider-Man. Most people don't believe me, right? On Halloween, I tell everyone I'm Spider-Man and they don't believe me. I'm wearing a costume.
I'm going to find you, boy.
But a disguise. A disguise is when you pretend to not be yourself. And people at home are saying, pero eso es lo mismo. No, it's not. A disguise is like what, I don't know, Rafa Nadal wears if he wants to go to, if he wants to go down to Gran Vía. He has to wear a disguise. He's not trying to, Rafa Nadal is not trying to pretend to be Spider-Man. No, he's just trying to pretend to be someone else. He wears a mustache, bigote, por ejemplo, whatever, or he wears a hat, glasses to cover his eyes, and he is, pretending to be someone else. Pretending to not be himself, more accurately. Okay? So that is a, that's different, right? That is a disguise. We have disguise. We have disguise and we have costume. And to dress up can also be inelegante. I'm dressing up for, I'm going out to a fancy dinner tonight. I'm going to dress up. Wear a suit, Tino. Suit and tie. Con pajarito y todo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To that's what they'll say, to dress up. So if I say, voy a disfrazarme de Superman, I'm dressing up as Superman. ¿De qué vas a disfrazarte? What are you going to dress up as? What are you going to dress up as? What are you going to dress up as? No puedo ir elegante todo el tiempo. Es imposible. I can't dress up all the time. Asegúrate de ir elegante a la fiesta. Make sure you dress up for the party. Make sure you dress up for the party. De ir elegante. Make sure you dress up for the party. ¿Vas a disfrazarte para la fiesta de Halloween? Are you going to dress up for the Halloween party? Are you going to dress up for the Halloween party? Fiesta de Halloween. To dress up, dress up. Okay. There you have it, folks. That's our drive time phrasal verb. And this one is not normally separable, but it could be separable. People at home are saying, pero qué quieres decir con eso? So these separable phrasal verbs are when we separate the verb and preposition and we put a pronoun in the middle. What do I mean? Well, for example, to look up. I had to think of an example. Look up a word. Buscar en diccionario. Look up the word. Look it up now. So that's a separable phrasal verb because we put the preposition, we'll put the pronoun, it, in the middle. When we introduce, metemos el pronombre y lo metemos en medio, ¿vale? Vamos separando el verbo y preposición, metemos el pronombre en medio. But with our phrasal verb dress up, I don't say dress me up. But, well, you could use it in the sense of disfrazarse, like, if you dress someone else up, like we're going to dress the baby up as a pumpkin on Halloween. We're going to dress someone up. But normally, you know, I dress up, you dress up, he dresses up. Normally, we can't separate it. But if you dress someone else up, then you could put that in the middle. Okay? Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at a piece of Vaughn material, everybody, in today's On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
Exactly. Exactly. On the Same Page. And today we have this book here called False Friends en Inglés, que deberías saber.
Amigo.
Bueno, que deberías conocer. And here, if you have the book, you can go to page 113. And if you do, if you go to page 113, you will see to record and recordar. These are not the same, people. To record, eso es grabar. No es recordar. Es otra cosa. To record, grabar, registrar. Okay? Now, recordar is to remember. Remember. ¿No te acuerdas de mí? Fuimos compañeros de clase. Don't you remember me? We were classmates. Don't you remember? We were classmates. Olivia says to recall. Yeah, that's true. Recall is similar to remember, but it's much less common. And we also have remind. Yes, to remind is to cause someone to remember. Okay? I remember because I only remember because Tino reminded me. Or I wrote a note for myself to remind me to do something. Okay? So to we have remind and remember, but we also have record, which is different. Grabar, registrar. So if you're listening to the show and you're saying, Kyle, I'm enjoying the Drive Time show, but I have to go to work now. Oh, no, I have to go to work now, so I might miss the end of it. And I say, don't worry. Tino's recording the show. Tino's recording the show, folks, so don't worry about it. He'll put it up on iVox. By the way, some people wrote to me today saying, I don't know if you were aware of this, Tino, but there was a problem with iVox yesterday. Did you notice that? Había un problema con el iVox ayer. But it's fixed, everybody. So the yesterday's show is on iVox now. People are saying, iVox, what is that? Well, you can listen to hundreds of episodes of the Drive Time show, iVox.com. Yeah, iVox.com. And you can go over there and type in, search for Drive Time, people, on iVox, and you can find many episodes and listen to them whenever you want, a tu ritmo. It's the good thing about it, in podcast form. All right, so our false friend today, record, which is not recordar, recordar to remember, and record, grabar o registrar, okay? All right, folks, we have to take a break. Good thing I remembered. We have to take a break, folks. But I'll be back. I'll be back in just a few minutes with the second half hour. Lots to talk about and lots of English to learn in the next half hour of this Drive Time show. Stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
And singing in the rain.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en GrupoVaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. de lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Folks, we're back. We're back, and it is the Drive Time Show. I am trying to give a little bit of audio to our friends tuning in on Instagram. We've got Instagram, we've got Twitch, and of course, live on Vaughan Radio as we get into the second half hour of our Drive Time Show. And this is, of course, Bob Marley and the Wailers. To wail is kind of
stuff,
to wail is like to wail. The Wailers, Plañideros, according to could that be? Tino says I don't know, but Kubla says it. Yeah, but anyway, Bob Marley and the Wailers. And this came out in 1973, went to number 67, but it's probably a more, I don't know, more of an iconic song than a lot of others that only get to 67 on the charts. Tells a story of a man who shoots a sheriff who's harassing him, but is wrongly accused of killing the deputy. He says, look, I shot the sheriff, but not the deputy. And you're accusing me of killing both. Now, this was the last single that Bob Marley released with Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer, who left to go solo. Also, Eric Clapton recorded this song a couple years later, 1974, and his version was a number one hit in the U.S. In fact, the only number one hit. Did you know that, Tino? The only number one hit of Eric Clapton's career was this song. There you go. And Clapton's recording also gave Bob Marley a big boost, un empujón. Gave him a boost as it exposed him to a rock audience. And Bob Marley enjoyed more success after that. Now, the sheriff's name in the song is John Brown. In 1963, Bob Dylan wrote a song called John Brown about a boy who goes to war and comes back badly wounded. Wounded. And Bruce Springsteen also uses the name John Brown in a song as the name of a judge in his song Johnny 99. So a few little interesting connections here. Let's take a look at the lyrics, everybody. La letra. The lyrics to this one. Okay, we have, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot. Now, I didn't shoot no deputy. Double negative. Double negative, folks. You shouldn't do it, but Bob does it. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around my hometown, they're trying to track me down. All around my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the life of a deputy. For the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I swear it was in self-defense, he says. I swear, te lo juro, te prometo. It was in self-defense, he says. I shot the sheriff, and they say it was a capital offense. Yeah. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. I didn't shoot the deputy. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town. Then all of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown. He was aiming to shoot me down. So I said, yes, I shot him down. I shot him down. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. So he says it was in self-defense. And then he says, reflexes had the better of me. Reflexes had the better of me. And what it is to be, every day the bucket goes to the well. I say, one day the bottom's going to drop out. One day the bottom will drop out. And I sing, I shot the sheriff, I didn't shoot the deputy. Anyway, that's the song, everybody. Bob Marley and the Wailers. If you're on Instagram, I don't know if you can hear it or not. Nope. Sorry, folks, to our Instagrammers. I wasn't able to put the volume through for you. I tried my best, but I can't get you the volume. But anyway, we are live on Vaughn Radio, of course. And we're also live on Twitch, 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 Twitch. Okay, everybody, so that's Bob Marley and the Wailers, but we're going to move on. And why don't we have a look? I know Tino loves expressions. He always says, Kyle, one of my favorite parts of the show, he told me recently, it was the expressions. So let's go ahead with our expression of the day. Expression of the day. All right, the expression of the day today is to steal someone's thunder. Thunder. So we have thunder and lightning, right? Lightning is what you can see. Lo que puedes ver. Relámpagos. Lightning. Y los truenos, thunder. You hear the thunder, you see the lightning. You see the lightning first. Relámpago. Correct. But to steal someone's thunder means to take credit for something that someone else did. To steal protagonism from someone. He stole my thunder. I did that. And he took all the credit. Sometimes the bosses, you know, get credit for things. The whole team does all the work, and then the boss gets the credit, and they say, someone that did a lot of the hard work says, hey, he stole my thunder. He stole my thunder. It can happen. It can happen. All right, folks, why don't we do some business? Let's move on and get down to business. Let's get down to business. Yeah, we'll get down to business. Now, I wrote a book a few years ago called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. And I'm going to be on the book fair this weekend, the Vaughn stand at the book fair. And I'm going to have to tell you right now the times. I'm going to be there on both Saturday and Sunday. Tino, are you going to go down to the Feria del Libro? Tino's going to be there. I'm going to be there as well. And let me see here. I'm going to get my times for you because I'm going to be there from, I'm going to be there on Saturday and then again on Sunday. I'm going to have to tell you later on in the show, but I'm going to be there on Saturday and Sunday. Check your local listings, folks. Check your, check online. You can search for Vaughn at the Feria del Libro. I'm going to be there. It's stand number 283. Thank you very much. And I will be there on Saturday and again on Sunday in the afternoon. So I hope to see you. It'll be great to see you. Stand 283. But my second book that I wrote is called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. And it's full of all kinds of things. We have sections for getting the job, consiguiendo un trabajo, si estás buscando trabajo, o conoces a alguien que está buscando trabajo. This is the perfect book. So you have cover letters, carta de presentación, cómo hacer un currículum en inglés. All of this, it's all in here. And then doing business in English. So if you need English at work, this is the book for you as well. Negotiations, emails, numbers and money, meetings, English on the phone, presentations. It's all there. It's all there, people. And then we also have advanced business topics. So we have economics, accounting, finance, marketing. So this is my second book. So I will be there signing copies of this book and the others at the book fair this weekend. Este fin de semana, si estás en Madrid. If you're in Madrid, come on down, say hello. Caseta, stand number 283. 283, I'll be there Saturday afternoon and then again on Sunday afternoon. So, but yeah, we got to talk about something from this book, don't we? Why don't we look at a couple of phrasal verbs related to money? So first we have one which is to splash out. Splash out, que significa gastar mucho dinero. En caprichos, vamos a decir. Treats, something special. I splashed out. I don't normally spend much money, but last week I splashed out on an expensive restaurant. Right? Kuble says, is splash out like to squander? No, it's not, because to squander is typically unintentionally when you, es como malgastar dinero. We lost all our money. Well, we spent it and it was not, you know, it's problematic that you've lost your money. It's been squandered. It's been lost. Whereas to splash out is, bueno, gastar en caprichos, basically. Okay? So let me give you an example. Now, it's not wasting money, but it's gastar en caprichos, I'd say. All right? So let me give you a question. You can give me an affirmative answer, all right? Did she splash out a lot of money on fancy shoes? Yes, she splashed out a lot of money on fancy shoes. Okay. Have they splashed out on technology lately? Yeah. Yeah. They've splashed out on technology lately. Últimamente. Are they splashing out on their honeymoon? Su luna de miel. Yes, they're splashing out on their honeymoon. Is he going to splash out when he buys his new car? DKC. Yes, he's going to splash out when he buys his new car. He's going to splash out when he buys his new car. Okay. Now we have another one, which is to run up, which is to accumulate, acumular deuda, debt, or, bueno, facturas, etc., to run up, to accumulate. Lectura de naipes españoles is here on Instagram and says, in Peru, we say to spend money in gastitos. I like that. I like the I like Peruvian Spanish, Tino. You know, gastitos. Unos gastitos. When I'm talking to Tino, you'll see me online. I do this because I'm looking up. I see him over here. You see? There he is. For those of you on Instagram, there he is. For the Instagrammers, you can see Tino. Let's say hi to Tino on Twitch. Twitch. There he is, everybody. You see him? The Twitchers can see him too, up there on the screen. Yeah. So sometimes I turn my head and I look up at him. Anyway. Purchase, cultura gastronómica, purchases. Yeah, well, purchases are like compra, compras normales. So to run up, to accumulate debt. It's not about spending, it's about accumulating debt. Acumulando pues deudas, no? Okay. Did they run up a lot of debt on their vacation? Yeah. They ran up a lot of debt on their vacation. Has the government been running up too much debt lately? Eso sí. Yeah, the government has been running up too much debt lately. Do they always run up huge debt? Yeah, the government, they always run up, acumular deudas, enormes. They always run up huge debts. Will they continue running up debt next year? Debt or debts, you could say. Next year, yeah. Yeah, they will continue running up debts next year. Now, we've been repeating, because repetition is what helps you learn, right? Así se aprende las cosas. So we've seen two phrasal verbs here, to splash out and to run up. And this is in my book, my second book. It's called Business English. And I'm going to be signing this book or just saying hi, hablando, chateando, whatever, talking. We can talk about learning English. We can take selfies. We can talk about baseball. We can talk about Italian cooking. Whatever you want. Lo que tú quieres. Ahí estaré. This is going to be in the book fair, the Feria del Libro in Madrid. And this is, I have the exact times here, folks. Finally. The 18th of September, Saturday, the 18th of September, from 12:30 in the morning to 2:30, to lunchtime. Las 12:30 hasta las 2:30, el sábado, por la mañana. The 18th of September. Come on out. Say hello. Stand number 283. Caseta. Stand number 283. Then again, you say, es que no puedo el sábado. Bueno, el domingo también estaré. I'll be there on Sunday as well, on Sunday, the 19th of September, from 7 to 9. De 7 a 9. De la tarde. The evening shift, folks. The afternoon shift. Por la tarde. So this is Saturday, the 19th of September, from 7 to 9 p.m. So this is, I'm talking about, estoy hablando de la Feria del Libro 2021. Pero en septiembre, people are saying, en septiembre, ¿qué quieres decir? Yeah, exactly, in September. So I will be there this Saturday and this Sunday. So Saturday, the 18th of September, from 12:30 to 2:30. And again on Sunday, the 19th of September, from 7 p.m., las 7 de la tarde, hasta las 9. Okay? Caseta 283. Ahí estaré. Retiro Park, Madrid, Spain, folks. Not, if you're in, you know, if you're in Santander, ahí no estoy. Ni en Lima, ni en Vigo. But I'll be there. I'll be there in Madrid, folks, the Madrid Book Fair. And so many of my colleagues, including the boss. Let's see, if I'm going to see Richard. I'll be on the... No, I'm not going to coincide with Richard this time. I don't think so, no. But I'm going to run into, Jimena Halliday. I'll see her. We'll be crossing over a little bit at 7 o'clock. And be sure to check out also Dave Boys on the 25th of September, the one and only Dave Boys will be there. He'll be there at the book fair on the 25th of September. So lots of people are there. And if you search for guprobaugan.com/feria-del-libro, you can see it all, right? All right. Dave will be there with the salad. Yeah. Richard Vaughn, time is rush hour. Yeah, he's going to be there at a lot of times. I'll be there a couple of times this year. I know Alberto has been there already. Alberto Alonso has been there. He's going to be there a few times. Yeah, lots of people. So go check it out, the Feria del Libro, the book fair. Always a treat. I really love going there. It's a treat to go there as well. I've probably gone to the book fair 10 years, 10 años a lo mejor. Even before, long before I even had books. I didn't even have books and I still went. I just went anyway. And I would talk about Vaughn materials with people. Llevo, no sé, 12 años doing that. Anyway, for me, it's a great way to meet listeners, to say hello to you guys. So listeners, viewers, come say hi. It's a treat. Is Rob going? That's a good question. Rob is not on this list that I see, but he may appear. He may appear. Can we talk about canoeing, says Kubla. Yeah, you can talk about canoeing. Absolutely. You can talk about anything you want. No topics are off limits. All right. This year. At least not for me. All right, everybody, it's time to practice pronunciation. How about that, Tino? Let's go ahead with today's pronunciation.
We have a catering.
Ooh, catering. Catering.
We have a catering.
Catering. Catering. We're getting catering.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Jun, 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 jun. Yes, today's pronunciation, everybody, is breakfast. 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 Yeah, we don't say breakfast. I have a friend in Canada who says breakfast. What's for breakfast? No, it's breakfast. Because you're breaking the fast. Fasting is el ayuno, ¿no? Romper ayuno. Desayuno. Ah. Romper el ayuno. Qué curioso. You're breaking the fast. Breakfast. We don't say breakfast. We say breakfast. 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 But often I find Spanish people have trouble, or they say breakfast. What's for breakfast? No, breakfast. 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 Not breakfast. Breakfast, no. Es que no existe. And I've heard a lot of mistakes with this one, but breakfast is the word. Breakfast. What's for breakfast, everybody? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, people. Be sure to eat a good breakfast. A good healthy breakfast will set you right. It sets you up for the day. Okay? Is the verb fast regular? Yes, it is. I fasted lately. Every day I fast. Yesterday I fasted. Lately I have fasted. Yes, it is regular. Regular verb. Okay, guys, before we take our second break, we're going to do a little challenge for you, an interactive section. We call it the Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
Twitter translation. This is that part of the show where I give you a sentence in Spanish and you say it in English, okay? Okay? All right. Yo en español, tú en inglés. All right. Okay, so, Tino, first of all, if people want to participate, how can they find me online?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo,
Azúcar. That's right. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter, on Instagram, and today we are also live on Twitch. Twitch. And you can participate that way if you want. We're live on Twitch, and the sentence today, la frase es la siguiente. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Deja de morderte las uñas. Por favor. Deja de morderte las uñas. So tell me how to say that in English, and we'll review. I will look at your responses. We'll review your responses on Twitter or also on Instagram. They're also on Twitch, where you can join us on the Vaughn Radio feed. We'll review those in just a few minutes. Well, no, in the second, in the third half hour, everybody. So coming up in our third half hour, we have plenty more to talk about. We're going to do a little bit of history, and we're going to talk about Little Richard, who recorded the song "Tutti Frutti." Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. You know that song? You know that one, Tino? We might even be able to hear it. Can we hear some of that? Yeah, we can get that one for you. That's a great song. From 1955. Also, we're going to hear, we're going to talk about a guy named Joseph Kittinger who crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a hot air balloon on this day in 1983. Impressive. We have a bunch of history to talk about. We got questions from listeners like you in our By Request section. So much to talk about. So much to cover. So stay with us, everybody. Lots to come in the final half hour. Final half hour of today's Drive Time show. Stay with me, folks. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't touch that dial.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? ¿Helmet? ¿Yelmo? ¿Casco? ¿Qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations. Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado,